In the beginning of October, I went to the east of Germany to have a short ministry trip.
我发现呢，在生活中间呢，很容易因为自己所在的环境产生错误的安全感。
I found it's easy to have a fake safety feeling in your daily life.
我在短宣要去为短宣收拾行李的时候啊。
When I packed my luggage for the ministry trip.
还记得十月初这里应该还挺热的哈 ，Santa Barbara 都是凉快了哈，但是。至少在 Thousand Oaks 是相当热啊。
At that time, it was quite warm in Thousand Oaks.
我知道呢，在那个地方，到了十月以后，天气随时都会转冷。
I know at that place, the weather can turn to cold anytime.
可是呢，我那个时候一看到厚重的衣服，我就要出汗。
But at that time, whenever I saw a heavy clothes, I feel I'm already sweating.
我那时候就想说，这个时候能冷到哪里去嘛？啊
！I thought how cold can it be？
我就带了一些比较中等分量的衣服。
So I got some like medium weight clothes.
到了德东之后，发现天气的确不怎么冷。
And when I arrived, I found it's really not that cold there.
我还觉得自己挺明智的啊。
I thought I was wise.
没有白花力气啊，带一些用不上的衣服。
Because I didn't bring extra clothes that I won't use.
结果呢，那天晚上就下了一场雨。
And that night, it rained.
清晨的时候，气温就降到了接近冰点。
And in the next morning, the temperature dropped to almost zero.
我那时候就醒悟过来了。
And then I realized.
我已经不在南加州了。
I'm not in SoCal anymore.
这里完全是另一回事。
This is.A different world.
就算是十月初呢，也就可以这么冷。
Though it's the beginning of October, it can be very cold.
我把所有的衣服都穿上了呢，算是挺住了啊。
I put all my clothes together and I survived.
然后几天之后呢，早上起来发现竟然飘雪了。
And after several days, it was snowing.
但是呢，感谢主呢，他知道我需要重装备。
But thank God, he knows I would need heavy clothes.
他感动了，在我之前啊，从前向也有一位弟兄去短宣呢，和住在附近工作的一位王弟兄联络了。
He moved a brother who came before me and contact with a brother Wang at that place.
然后就送了那个厚外套来啊，厚重的外套来了。
And then they sent me thick jackets.
我当时看到这外套，我一点不觉得热，我觉得好棒啊。
And when I saw those thick jackets, I wasn't sweating anymore. I think I thought those are awesome.
希望能够借着这样一个小经验提醒大家。
I want to remind you guys with this little experience.
我们都很有限。
We are very limited.
很容易误判形势。
We can't tell what we really need.
我们在环境所在的环境会让我们产生错觉。
And the circumstances we are in.May cheat us.
自以为安全也挺舒适的。
So we think we are safe and comfort.
对于呢逐渐逼近的危险呢浑然不知。
And we have no idea of the creeping dangers.
今天的信息可能会被认为啊。
Today's message.
就是所谓的政治上的不正确啊。
You may.
就 politically incorrect.
Yeah, you may think it's that.
那么什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
就是即使是事实也不该说出来，这就叫 politically incorrect.
It's like though it is true, you shouldn't be saying it.
你并不是讲非事实，但是这个事实不该讲。
You are not saying something that's not true, but you shouldn't be saying it.
我是希望能够分享一些事实和大家一起来思想。
I want to share with you guys some of the facts.
关于主耶稣再来的启示和应许。
About the prophets and the promises that Jesus will come back again.
如果有迹象显示啊。
If there are signs.
主耶稣的启示正在发生。
That the prophets Jesus made is happening.
那我们是不是应该有所觉醒？
Shouldn't we be watching?
那么我们将要面对的和我们自己的计划安排完全不是一回事的话
If our plans and what we're going to be facing are not the same.
那我们应该怎么样调整呢?
How should we adjust ourselves?
也许还要转向,对吧?
Maybe we should have a U-turn.
今天的讲题是不知不觉的洪水。
Today our topic is the creeping flood.
我们对于刚才所读的经文应该不陌生。
We should be very familiar with the scripture we just read.
圣经中有很多关于耶稣再来的启示。
There are many prophets about Jesus' second return.
这段经文呢只是其中之一。
This is just one of them.
它和其他关于耶稣再来的启示是一样，有一个特点。
It's the same with other prophets.
就是两千年来引起了很多的解释和神学上的争论。
That it triggers many different explanations.
主耶稣再来是基督教信仰的核心的一部分。
Jesus' return is part of the core belief we hold as Christians.
那么也是我们基督徒对于永恒的终极盼望。
It's also our hope for eternity.
所以基督徒对于主耶稣将会再来呢，应该是没有什么好争议的。
So Christians should be very certain about Jesus' second return.
但是对于他何时来？如何来，还有他再来的预兆，可是有五花八门的说法跟争论。
But about when Jesus is going to be back, how would he be back? There are many arguments.
那么我今天分享的重点是在于啊。
So today my focus would be.
让我们就根据世界形势的发展啊。
Let's see what's happening in the world.
来感受一下基督徒在地上最后可能的处境。
And have a feeling of what our final circumstances would be as Christians.
也许我们就能看到。
Maybe we would see.
主耶稣再来是我们唯一的出路。
Jesus' second return is our only hope.
也是永恒福气的开始。
And it would be the beginning of our eternal blessing.
这样子就能帮助我们在这个信仰的道路上走得坚定。
So it will help us to be certain on our path.
我想应该大家还记得我们刚刚读的前三节啊。
I think you're still remembering the first three scriptures.
耶稣就是用挪亚方舟的故事来说啊，来说明一些事情。
Jesus used the story of Noah.
啊，那么犹太人呢，就像今天在教会里长大的孩子，从小就知道挪亚方舟。
The Jews are like the kids who are growing up in churches today. They know.About the Ark of Noah from the very beginning.
耶稣这样描述就能够帮助他，帮助那些听他说话的门徒啊，想象一下啊，耶稣再来的时候的情景。
Jesus said this to help his disciples to understand what it will be when he returns.
挪亚在造方舟的时候呢，其他的人呢、啊，和每个时代的在和平地区的人是一样，过着平常的生活。
Before Noah was building the ark, the people there was like everyone else. They're living this peaceful life.
那么关心的事情就是什么呢？如何能够过上好日子？
Their only concern is to be happy in life.
有雄心野心的人呢，会全力施展自己的抱负啊。
Those with ambitions, they work really hard.
你如果说我自愿淡薄哈、啊，但那也还是要预备将来养老退休，对不对
？Even those without ambitions, they are still preparing for their retirement.
然后呢，一个全面性的大灾难发生了
，and a disaster happened.
他们所有的计划都泡汤了
，all of their plans meant nothing.
为自己所预备的那完全用派不上用场
，all their retirement, all the things they prepared for their lives.
只有呢，挪亚一家脱离了那个灾难。
Only Noah's family was saved.
耶稣这样子的一个描述呢，是帮助我们看到一些事情。
Jesus' description helped us to see some things.
啊，就是呢，他再来的时候，某些人会被拯救，脱离一个全面性的大灾难。
So certain people will be saved from a global tribulation when Jesus Christ returns.
就是后面所描述的啊。就是有两个女人啊，在田里取去一个，撇下一个，两个人在田里，然后两个女人在推磨取一个，撇一个，那是什么意思呢？啊，就是让我们看到那些被耶稣拯救啊，脱离灾难的人，他们和其他的人是一同生活工作的。
Just as described in the Bible, Two men will be in the field, one will be taken, and the other left. Two women will be grinding with handmill, one will be taken, and the other left. What it means was those who saved by Jesus Christ were living and working among others.
然后耶稣再来的时候呢，他们被分开了。
But when Jesus returns, they were separated.
然后呢，耶稣就告诉门徒要警醒预备。
That way, Jesus told his disciples to keep watching.
到时候才能脱离那个大灾难。
So they will be saved.
因为留下的人呢，将要面对承受的灾难是无法想象的。
Because you can't imagine what disaster you will be going through if you are left over.
那圣经特别是启示录啊。
So in Bible, especially in Revelation.
它的记载说啊，灾难的开始呢，其实不像灾难，看来还挺好的。
The beginning of the disaster doesn't look like the beginning of the disaster. It looks fine.
然后留下的人在不知不觉中陷入极大的苦难呢，才明白过来。
Those who left, they have no idea that they were in trouble.
那么不知不觉洪水来了，把他们全都冲去。希腊原文的翻译是，直到被洪水带走之前，他们都不知道。
They knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them all away. And the Greek literal translation says they did not know until the flood came and took them all away.
我们也许会觉得有点奇怪哈。
We might find it strange.
怎么会有人不知不觉到被洪水带走了，才知道是洪水来了？
How could you know nothing until flood and took you away?
显然他们完全没有预料真的会有洪水要来。
Apparently they have no idea that the flood was coming.
这样的事呢，几年前真的发生过。
Things like this actually happened several years ago.
你还记不记得2004年12月26号发生了一件什么大事啊
？Do you remember the big news that hit, on December 26th, 2004?
还记不记得？哎，对，就是冲击印尼和泰国的那个大海啸，对吧
？Tsunami attacked Indonesia and Thailand.
然后在海啸之后呢，泰国的一个灾区发现了一个数码相机。
A digital camera was found later in the disaster area.
它里面那个记忆卡没有损坏。
Memory card was saved.
记录了两位加拿大人的最后时刻。
And recorded the last moments of two Canadians.
好，我们来看一下哈，这就是那两位加拿大人啊。
Those are the two Canadians.
当时呢，海边呢看起来挺平静的啊。
Well, it looks really peaceful.
那么，在这边都有人在走路嘛，啊啊，对。
People walking by.
呀，所以也没有觉得有什么问题啊。
No one saw anything.
看到平，对于这个要来的洪水呢，其实已经那远方已经有开始海啸已经在过来了，但是呢，大家完全不觉得有什么问题。
You can see the tsunami from the rear end, but people were unaware of the coming flood.
然后呢，你会发现这里有两艘炮艇呢，就是当时，泰国的太皇的外孙在那边划水，所以呢，就是有炮艇在保护的。
You can see there are two gunboats protecting Thai king's grandson.
这个时候就发现呢，那个炮艇已经无路可去了，无路可逃了。
But even with the gunboats, there was no escape.
哦，炮艇消失了。
Gunboats disappeared.
啊，然后呢，这个到了这个时候呢，他还在照相呢，显然不太还不知道呢，要命的是海啸啊，来的是要命的海啸。
The one with the camera still didn't know that a tsunami was coming.
然后最后这一章到的时候呢，大概他醒悟过来已经太迟了。
And when they realized that it was too late.
啊，所以真的会有人呢，不知不觉到被洪水带走了，才知道是洪水来了。
So it is true that some would have no idea about the flood until they were taken away.
常见的洪水是来势汹汹。
Regular floods are usually torrential and scary.
那么也是呢，洪水可怕之处啊。
And that's why it's horrible and scary.
Yeah. 但是呢，不知不觉的洪水呢，可能更危险。
But the creeping flood can be more dangerous.
圣经记载，神说过不会再用洪水审判世界。
The Bible says that God will not use flood to put judgment on the world again.
但是会有如同洪水的大灾难。
But in the end times, tribulation will come like floods.
可能先是不知不觉。
Maybe you have no idea at the beginning.
发现它的凶猛呢，已经太迟了。
When you realize the danger, it will be too late.
我这次在德东呢，看到一个在美国还不很明显的威胁。
This time in east of Germany, I saw a danger that is not that obvious in America.
就是伊斯兰呢，或者是穆斯林啊，正在加速的入侵西方。
That is the Islamic culture is attacking the Western.
Yeah, 他们把自己是啊。守得非常的那个坚固的啊，守得死守的啊，不让西方的任何影响力渗入。
They protect themselves well from all the Western culture.
但是呢，用尽方法呢，加速入侵西方。
But they are planning their attacks.
我们也知道现在这个伊斯兰国就是 ISIS 很残暴。
We all know that ISIS is crazy.
它呢，造成了中东这个难民潮呢，从地中海呢。涌入了欧洲。
It caused all the refugees going from the Middle East into Europe.
这个东南欧呢，当然是首当其冲了。
In the Southeast Europe, got those refugees first.
但是真正受最大压力的是西欧。
But those were under great pressure was those countries in West Europe.
因为东欧的人认为，就是其实是你们西欧应该多做点事情。
Because the East Europe thought it's Western Europe's duty.
这个 ISIS 呢，就在叙利亚已经造成了900万的难民。
ISIS has caused 9 million refugees in Syria.
那最近呢，就有大批的难民是由地中海涌入了巴尔干半岛和希腊。
And there are a lot of refugees coming from the Mediterranean Sea into Greece.
Balkan,
Balkan,
Balkan Peninsula, Greece. 那么收容这些回教徒为主的难民呢，基本上压力都落在西方国家身上了。
And it was a great pressure on Western countries to host those refugees.
那么特别是德国跟奥地利啊。
Especially German and Austria.
可是最应该帮助回教徒难民弟兄的是。那些邻近的国家呢，啊，都是回教国家是怎么样啊？通通拒绝啊，收容难民。
But those who should be helping the refugees, those Islamic countries, they are not doing anything.
阿拉伯半岛上有六个极为富有的石油国呢。
There are six very rich oil country.
像沙特阿拉伯。
Like.
Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia.
科威特啊。
Kuwait,
阿联酋啊
，United Arab Emirates，
那么阿曼啊，那么卡塔尔、巴林，
Qatar, Bahrain，
全都拒绝接受难民。
They all denied to take any refugees.
大家应该听过一个地方叫杜拜吧
？We've all heard about this place called Dubai.
是阿联酋最繁华的城市。
It is the most It's the biggest city in United Arab Emirates.
在全世界是有名的极度奢华炫耀财富的城市。
It's famous for its luxurious lifestyle.
啊，看，这就是迪拜啊。
This is Dubai.
然后呢，他们的度假的啊一个 resort.
This is the resort.
啊，大概这个世界上呢，有一些照片上面写 Only in Dubai.啊、包括了什么呢？就是可以吐金子的 ATM。
There are many pictures hashtag only in Dubai。
这些有钱的阿拉伯人热爱金子啊，所以他们不喜欢拿现拿钞票，他们拿要拿金子。
There's gold to go ATM。
然后再来呢，还可以选择金子的重量跟形状。
You can choose the weight and the shape of gold when you take it。
你如果喜欢。高那个名贵跑车的话，你应该去迪拜做警察。你看他们的警车是什么样子。
If you want to drive luxurious sport cars, you should be a police in Dubai.
碰到有这种特殊新款式的车子呢，啊，都是他们先有。
All the latest cars, they have it first.
一个这个门打开来，一个像一只海鸥一样哈。
Looks like a seagull when it opens the door.
阿拉伯半岛上是地广人稀。
There are not many people, in the Arabic Islands.
每个国家都极其富有。
Every country is very rich.
但是都拒绝帮助那些受苦受难的回教徒弟兄。
But they all denied to help their Islamic brothers.Suffering.
你有注意，我没有讲姐妹，我只讲弟兄。
Notice that I didn't say Islamic sisters, but I only say brothers.
因为在那里没有姐妹的观念。
Because there's no such concept as sisters there.
回教徒只有弟兄。
Because Islam only have brothers.
那姐妹到哪去了？
Where are the sisters?
姐妹是回教徒弟兄的财产。
They're properties of the brothers.
对，所以只有说接纳弟兄和他的财产。
So, it's only taking their brothers and the properties of their brothers.
其实暗地里花钱鼓励鼓动哈、啊、叙利亚的动乱呢，他们通通有份，这些国家都有份，而且是毫不吝啬。
Actually, all of those countries actually support the battle in Syria.
拒绝动乱造成的回教徒的难民弟兄呢，是冷酷无情。
And they're ruthless in rejecting all the refugees resulted from those battles.
你看这边，一方面鼓励叙利亚的动乱，另一方面拒绝啊这些难民。
You can see those pictures. On one side, they're encouraging the wars that's happening in Syria.
然后啊，把责任都推给欧盟去了。
And they reject Muslim refugee, and then they blame it on.Europe.
自己的大门锁得紧紧的，然后跟欧盟讲，你们赶快开门让他们进去。
They protect their own door and tell EU to open the door right now.
我在德国的时候就看到呢，欧盟国家为了这个难民事情呢，有很多的争论。
I saw a lot of arguments around the refugee issue, in Europe.
争来争去，主要就是说哪个国家到底该收多少人。
The focus was about how, which country should take how many refugees.
德国说我已经都收了十万了。
German says I've already taken 100,000.
你应该都收个两，总该收个两万吧。
You should be taking 20,000.
哎，不行不行，我大概顶多收五千。
No, I can only take 5,000.
但是那阿拉伯半岛上那些有钱的阿拉伯国家，他们很一致。
But all those rich Arabic countries.
他说我们是不跟欧盟一样吵来吵去。
They are united.
我们的数字是一样的。
We all have the same number.
都是零。
That's zero.
一个都不收。
Not even one.
可笑又可怕的是。
It's hilarious and at the same time scary.
沙特和阿拉伯居然鼓励已经收了十万难民的德国呢，再多收难民。
They are encouraging Germans who already took 100,000 refugees to take even more.
那他们用什么方法来鼓励德国呢
？How do they encourage German?
他们答应出钱在德国建造200所清真寺。
The ways of encouraging German.
他要让这些回教难民在德国能够很快的在宗教上扎根。
Is to establish 200 Islamic temples in German, so those refugees can take shelter very fast.
不出钱给他们。管他们的居住
they are not paying for their living conditions.
不出钱管他们的伙食
or their food.
医疗
medical.
唯一在乎的就是怎么样能够把回教能够送进德国去扎根
The only thing they cared about is to send Islamic culture into German.
拒绝回教弟兄的难民。竟然还能够理直气壮地指责西方接受回教难民的程度不够人道。
They are rejecting the refugees themselves, but at the same time they're blaming on EU that they're not taking enough.
同时利用这个机会向西欧加强输出回教。
And at the same time use it as an opportunity to put the Islamic culture into Europe.
所以可以想象，这个用心跟手段呢，是让人叹为观止。
And I mean all of their thoughts and methods.
讽刺的是什么呢
？And what's sarcastic is
这些回教徒难民最想要去的国家是基督教背景的西欧跟北美。
Those Muslim refugees, they're the country they want to go is those Christian countries, like the countries in West Europe and in North America.
对于去回教国家的意愿最低。
They are not willing to go into Islamic countries.
他们其实心里很清楚。
They know it all.
在那些所谓回教弟兄国家里会受到什么样的待遇？
How they will be treated into, in their, Islamic brothers' countries.
当他们面对西方国家的时候，
When they are facing the Western countries,
他们也知道呢，他们可以要求一些权益和尊重。
They know they can ask for their rights and respect.
但是他们到了回教国家，绝对没有那个胆子。
But if they were sent into an Islamic country, they won't dare to ask for anything.
他们是请求人家收容。
They will be begging for their refugees.
竟然可以理直气壮地指责对方不够人道。
But now they're saying that Western countries are not treating them well.
但是他们知道呢，如果落在另一个回教的国家，回教徒的国家里的话。
Well, they know if they were sent into an Islamic country.
啊，能够保住性命就是万幸了。只能够任人任凭摆布。
It will be great if they can just keep themselves alive.
也就是说，这些回教徒难民的实际行动证明，他们信任基督徒超过所谓的回教徒弟兄们。
So their action actually shows that they trusted Christians more than their own brothers.
但是更讽刺的是
，But what's more sarcastic is
有相当比例的回教徒难民
，a large percentage of those Muslim refugees。
在基督教背景的国家中享受了帮助
，They enjoyed help in Christian countries，
内心却继续敌视基督教和基督徒
，And they kept hating Christians and Christianity in their hearts。
甚至于在经济条件改善之后呢，还暗中出钱支持以消灭基督教为最终目的的活动
，And after they become richer。They are supporting those actions which purpose is to end Christian.
因为基督的爱，他们才能重新立足。
They were able to have a second chance because of Christians' love.
但是在重建家业之后呢，却出钱出力呢，热衷于铲除帮助过他们的基督徒。
But after they survived, they are trying to kill all the Christians.
所以这种怪异的现象。怎么能够不让基督徒困惑难过
？This weird situation is really confusing us.
所以我们要知道
，So we must know，
这背后必然是超过理性的一个属灵的征战。
What's behind this is a spiritual battle that's beyond our rationality.
是和神为敌的邪恶势力在对付耶稣基督的攻击。
It is the evil spirits that are attacking Jesus.
伊斯兰的观念很明显。
The Islamic belief is obvious.
救灾救难人道主义是你们基督徒的观念。
To help others and protect human rights are the concepts of your Christians.
我们的目标是回教统治世界。
Our goal is to have.Muslim rule the world.
要消灭所有非回教的群族，特别是基督徒。
We're gonna kill all that doesn't believe in our belief.
我们可以看看回教徒在英国的示威的标语口号。
We can see Muslim demonstration in UK.
这里有那个在最右边的这个说什么呢？伊斯兰是什么？全世界最完美的制度啊。
The one on the left side says Islam is the perfect system for all mankind.
然后再来呢，就是什么，伊斯兰必主宰世界啊，自由下地狱。
And it says Islam will dominate the world, freedom can go to hell.
这是在英国。
This is in UK.
你能想象到有人在阿拉伯的国家里面举这种牌子说基督教是全世界最完美的制度吗？
Can you imagine Christians in those Arabic countries say, holding a sign that Christian is the perfect system for all mankind?
所以呢，有能力的回教国家呢，不接受回教徒难民是有目的的。
So, those those Islamic countries that are capable of taking refugees or rejecting them, they have a purpose.
这些难民必须用来拖累基督教国家。
Those refugees must be used to cause problems in Christian countries.
同时让回教的势力在西方扩张。
And to spread the Islamic belief in Europe.
回教入侵西方不是开始，而是加速。
It's not the beginning of their attack into the Western. It's just speeding it up.
在二战之后呢，就逐渐的入侵了西方。
After the World War II, they started to enter Europe.
只是呢，美国其实已经被入侵呢，但是呢，影响力呢才逐渐在显露出来。
America has already been invaded, but its impact is just showing.
哎，我们来看一个统计资料。
We can see some stats.
2010年，欧盟国家有1300万的回教徒。
EU had 13 million Muslims in 2010.
预计到了2020年，就五年之后呢，欧盟的回教人口会大概要将到3000万。
And they're expected to grow to 30 million by 2020.
成长的快速是借着移民、难民，还有不控制生育。
The fast growth is caused by immigration, refugees, and no birth control.
那我们现在来看伊斯兰入侵美国。
Now let's see their invasion into America.
情况并也许没有像欧盟那么明显。
It's not as obvious as in Europe.
但是也在加速。
But it's speeding up.
那么所产生的影响呢，也开始显露出来了。
And their impact is revealing.
好，那么我们就是在基督教其实在这个所谓的这个美国呢，是一个叫做按照基督教精神立国的啊，美国。
America is a country built on Christian beliefs.
坚持圣经原则的基督徒，其实在今天是少数。
But sadly, those who still believe in all the rules in the Bibles are.
整个社会在弥漫着排斥基督教的一种风气气氛。
The whole society is kind of against Christians right now.
但是却强调要尊重其他宗教的信徒和行为。
But they emphasize that every religion should be respected.
而且特别是穆斯林。
Especially Muslim.
你看，即使在圣诞节。
Even in Christmas,
圣婴耶稣的装饰呢，都被禁止在公共场所或者是政府机构出现。
The demonstration of the holy baby Jesus, is banned from all the government official buildings.
但是每一个礼拜的下午，2点到4点，纽约市政府竟然会管制某些街道的交通，让回教徒在大街上敬拜祷告。
But in in every afternoon, the New York office would block the traffic on several New York streets so Muslims can have their worship there.
周五的下午是交通最繁忙的时候。
Friday afternoons are the most busy hours.
纽约市政府居然这样子如此配合哎。
The New York government is actually willing to do this for Muslims.
被管制交通让给穆斯林敬拜的街道段啊，包括了有麦迪逊啊，就是 Madison 啊
，Yeah
Avenue， 还有第42街、94街，还有3街。
sorry, the streets under traffic control includes Madison Avenue, 42 streets, 94th Street, and 3rd Street.
那么为什么要在街上敬拜祷告
？Why do they have to do their worship on the street？
因为穆斯林快速的成长呢，纽约市的清真寺容纳不下要敬拜祷告的回教徒。
Because the Muslims grow so fast that all their temples can't hold them。
因为他们到的时候就必须要祷告，必须要敬拜，不能等的。
Because
时间过了就不行了。
Because they have to worship at a very specific time.
所以为了尊重他们的信仰，就让他们在街上进行。
To show respect, New York City let them worship on the street.
你能想象基督徒在一个回教国家里面要求市政府让他们在街上敬拜祷告吗？
Can you imagine Christians ask the government in a Muslim country to have them worship on the street.
纽约市政府如此的配合呢，还被指责。
The New York City government is so cooperative, yet they are still being blamed.
这个美国公民自由联盟叫做 ACLU 为首的一些组织呢，就指责纽约啊，是不可以有警察在负责附近监视他们的敬拜。
Organizations like ACLU actually are still blaming the New York City government, saying that there shouldn't be police monitoring the whole process.
他们认为那样子是会侵犯回教徒的权益。
They think they're invading Muslims' rights by doing that.
我们都知道啊 ,ACLU 这些组织是专门跟基督教作对的。
We all know that they are against Christians.
如果是基督徒要在大街上这样敬拜的话。
If Christians wants to worship on the street,
这些组织会立刻告到法院，要求法院禁止。
They will immediately sue Christians and ask the judge to stop them.
其实不论是回教徒的还是不是回教徒的聚会。
No matter if it's Muslim or not.
这样的活动在美国本来就必须有警察在场。
Activities like this requires to have police at the scene.
责任就是要保护权益，同时也要监视贺祖违法的行为。
So they can protect their rights and at the same time to stop any illegal movement.
但是对于回教徒，警察就要被要求只能保护，也必须保护，但是不可以监视。
But for Muslims, the police was asked to only protect, but not prevent them from doing any other illegal action.
所以我们基督徒啊，如果用属灵征战的观念，就会发现。
So for us, if you understand the spiritual battle, you will see.
从整个历史上可以看到。
In the whole human history.
回教的兴起开始就是为了要毁灭基督教。
The purpose of Muslim from the very beginning is to destroy Christians.
所以它的背后是和耶稣为敌的一个征战。
So in the back, it's actually the battle against Jesus.
那么近年来越来越频繁的恐怖分子对于西方国家的攻击呢，都和穆斯林有关的。
And all the frequent terrorist attacks happening in Western countries is related with Muslim.
那上个礼拜啊，是不是真正发生是在11月13号的在巴黎？的那个晚上发生了恐怖分子几乎在同时攻击了七个地点。
And last week in Paris, terrorists attacked in several places.
那么现在说大概130人啊丧生，还不包括那七个被打死的恐怖分子。
Around 130 people died in the attack, and that's not including the 7 terrorists.
352个人受伤。
352 people were injured.
而且当时呢，伊斯兰国 ISIS 就宣称是他们的所为，还有庆祝的活动。
And ISIS, claimed that it's their plan, and they actually have celebration.
那么伊斯兰这样子的入侵啊，怎么还可以说是不知不觉的洪水呢
？Why we call this kind of invasion a creeping flood?
因为呢。的确有人警觉到要命的洪水来了，要来了啊。
Because there are some people seeing the flood is coming.
但是距离普遍的觉醒还是很远的。
But it's still far from a general awareness.
因为如果不是基督徒的话，大概也不会想到什么属灵征战的问题。
Because if you are not Christian, you won't be understanding the spiritual battles.
而且要跟历史上的这个回教势力对基督教的攻击的话呢，那还差得远。
And it's still trivial compared to all the attacks Islam put on Christians in history.
回教在第七世纪兴起之后，很快就夺取了半个基督教世界。
In the 7th century, when Islamic rises,It soon got almost half of the world.
那一段时间呢，回教的军队的确是来势汹汹的，像洪水一样的，然后淹没了很多基督教地区。
At that time, the Muslim army is like a flood, and it runs over a lot of Christian areas.
新约圣经中，我们 有很多熟悉的地名，后来都被回教军队啊征服了。
There are many places we're familiar with that's recorded in the Bible is actually taken over by Muslim army.
大马色就是大马士革，在叙利亚。
Damascus in Syria.
安提阿啊。
Antioch.
以弗所。
Ephesus.
哥罗西在今天的土耳其。
Colossae.
那么亚历山大就是今天的埃及。
Alexandria, which is today's Egypt.
古利奈、迦太基是在北非。
Cyrene and Carthage, which is in the North Africa.
还有就是巴尔干半岛跟西班牙，都沦陷在这个回教的军队的手中。
They are all taken over by Muslim army.
后来呢，欧洲的基督徒呢，可以说是背水一战。
And then the Christians in Europe. Tried very hard in the final battle.
打了几场胜仗
，and have several victories.
收复了部分的巴尔干半岛。
They got back part of the
Balkan.
Balkan peninsula.
那么把这个伊斯兰军队呢赶出了西班牙。
And pushed the Islamic army out of Spain.
否则今天就没有，今天就没有基督教了。
Otherwise, we won't have been having Christianity today.
关于这几场胜仗呢，有很多的传闻。
About those victories, there are many rumors.
那么代表是说，人们呢，至少那个时候的人认为就是是耶稣行神迹的结果。
At that time, people thought it's miracles.Made by Jesus.
有一个老片子就是在讲怎么收复西班牙的啊，那个电影叫做《El Cid》。
There was a old movie, about how they got back Spain. It's called.
当时在台湾的翻译叫做《万世英雄》。
And the Taiwanese translation at that time is called.
主角是大家很熟悉的切尔顿·希斯顿啊 ，Charlton Heston。
It's called a hero for centuries.
还有苏菲亚·罗兰。
And those are the actors.
有兴趣可以看一看。
If you want to see, you should be watching it.
今天的伊斯兰入侵西方，通常是先用柔性的手段，比较像是不知不觉的洪水。
Nowadays, Muslim eroding to the Western countries, they usually started with more creeping methods.
那么穆斯林在开始一个地区还是极少数的时期呢？会以低姿态要求被接纳、理解和尊重。
When they were the minorities in a certain area, they will keep it low key and they will ask for protection, respect.
2002年一月呢，美国华盛顿的沙特阿拉伯的大使馆呢，就赠送了4500套的《可兰经》和影视的材料给全美国的。高中。
In January 2002, the embassy of Saudi Arabia in Washington actually sent 4,500 their Bible to all the high schools in around
and videos.
Yeah, and videos.
那么介绍推广伊斯兰教。
So they can promote Islamic.
但是随着在一个地区的人口比例提高
，But then, when they grow in numbers,
穆斯林的姿态也会开始渐渐的变为强硬。
They will turn into a very strong and solid voice.
最终的目标是成为绝对多数，然后呢，把那个地区改变成为穆斯林制度。
Their goal was to become the majority of in that place and change it into an Islamic.
你在网上可以查到，在密西根有一个小镇，里面已经是说要用，已经是用伊斯兰的制度。
There is a small town in Michigan State that is already using Islamic rules.
然后在那里的时候，那非穆斯林就沦为被逼迫的对象。
And non-Muslims there are being are in suffering.
那么 穆斯林在西方是可以自由传教，也可以利用各种资源影响西方的学校和媒体。
Muslims have the freedom to preach their belief in the West, and they can use all the medias.
但是呢，在穆斯林的国家，任何非穆斯林的影响是绝对被禁止的。
But in Muslim countries, anything but Muslim themselves can't be any belief other than themselves can't be using those methods.
看这里有一位从马来西亚来的穆斯林女孩。
This is a Muslim girl from Malaysia.
是纽约大学的一位研究生。
She's a grad student in New York.
她的名字叫做 Rama Pausi。
Her name is Rama Pausi.
那么她在网上发表了一篇文情并茂的诉求。
He posted a moving letter on the internet.
他希望美国社会能够了解尊重穆斯林的信仰和生活习惯。
She's asking the American society to know about and then respect all the Muslim beliefs and their traditions.
美国主流对于这种柔性的诉求通常是很容易接受的。
The mainstream media in United States is welcoming to those kind of appeals.
但是他的文章完全没有提到今天在马来西亚非穆斯林的处境。
But her article doesn't even mention the lifestyle of non-Muslims in Malaysia today.
我这次在德东遇见一位来自马来西亚的华人基督徒。
This time in East German, I met a Chinese Christian living in Malaysia.
他告诉我，马来西亚的实际运作是，跟法律是一回事，但实际运作是怎么样呢？
He told me, in Malaysia right now, the law is one thing, but how the society really works is like this.
一个非穆斯林，即使是第二代以上的马来西亚人
，a non-Muslim, even he or she is second or later generation in Malaysian.
做生意会遇到重重的刁难，还有要交很重的税。
He or she must endure deliberate obstacles and heavy taxation if they want to do business.
但是可以啊，找一个穆斯林啊，把名字挂在他名下。
But if you find a Muslim and do your business under his name,
他什么事都不做啊，就是每个月拿钱。
The Muslim wouldn't be doing anything. He would just take your money every month.
更重要的是，你没有保障，因为。你的生意是在他的名字底下。
Also, you have no protection because your business is now under his name.
那么，当这些非穆斯林去抱怨的时候
，when those non-Muslims grumble about the situation,
他们会告诉你说很简单，你改信穆斯林就可以了。
They will tell you it's simple, just believe in Islamic, and you will have all the benefits.
那如果你不要信穆斯林的话呢，就只能如此。
If you don't want to become Muslim, you have to endure this.
或者你可以离开，搬走。
Or you can move away.
我们几代都在这里，那没有办法。
I'm already a second or later generation Malaysian, but there's no way.
听起来有没有觉得好像圣经在什么地方有说过这样一个状态
？It seems like in the Bible it describes this.Kind of situation.
如果穆斯林主宰世界，只有穆斯林才能做生意。
If Muslim takes over the world and only Muslim can do business.
有没有像启示录里有说的，没有受印记的人不能做买卖？
Isn't it like in Revelation it says, so that no one could buy or sell unless he had the mark.
我们请大家把这个念一下来。
Let's read it all together.
他就在那受，对，又叫。众人无论大小贫富自主的为奴的都在右手上或在额上受一个印记、除了那受印记有了寿命或有寿命数目的都不得做买卖、然后这里面有讲到这个寿目的数目是666就是有名的666、
And it also talks about the number of his name is 666
主耶稣说要警醒预备。
Jesus taught us to watch and be ready.
我们要警醒，就先要有觉醒。
To be watching, we first need to realize this.
事情可能没有我们想象中的那么简单。
That this is not as simple as we thought.
我们要认真的 思想思考这些迹象。
We need to be thinking about all those clues.
有没有一个还算实际的可能性？
Is there a possible, possibility?
伊斯兰加速入侵西方，会不会是世界受审判的前兆？
Will it be a sign that the world will be soon under judgment?
伊斯兰曾经夺取了半个基督教世界。
Islamic, used to take over half of the Christian world.
如果剩下的半个也要被夺去的话，
if the second half is also undertaking,
你觉得基督徒那个时候是怎么一个状态？
What situation would we be in?
今天西方还有西方国家的存在啊，很多的这些在回教世界的基督徒都受到这样子的逼迫。
Though we have all those Christian countries, Christians in Muslim countries are under great suffering.
那到那个时候，你还有什么地方可去？
At that time, where can you go to escape?
那么不放弃信仰的基督徒还有活路吗？
Is there hope for Christians who are not willing to give up their faith?
耶稣说有。
Jesus said yes.
因为他已经应许了，应许他会再来搭救属于他的人，脱离末后的大灾难。
Because he has already promised that he will return and help those who believe in him from
the disaster. 那是将是我们唯一的出路。
That will be our only hope.
也就是说，我们要必须按照耶稣的教导预备。
So we need to be ready according to Jesus' teaching.
好，我们来看我们的预备。
Let's see how can we be ready.
我们首先就要相信耶稣会再来。
First, we need to believe that Jesus Christ will return.
我们在生活中要真心地依靠耶稣。
Secondly, we need to truly rely on Jesus in our daily lives.
你到了那个时候。
At that time.
房地产、股票、存款。
Real estate, stock and your savings.
401k.
401k.
Social Security.
Social Security.
都不能救我们脱离那末后的灾难。
Will not be able to save you.
除了耶稣，不要妄想。还有什么可以依靠的？
Other than Jesus, there's nothing you can rely on.
我们也要顺从圣灵服侍神。
And lastly, we need to follow the Holy Spirit to serve Lord.
避免私心。
To avoid selfishness.
有一位宣教士说。
A missionary once said.
短宣常常产生了很多后来全职服侍的神的仆人，神的工人。
Short missionary trips, oftentimes turn into long-term, full-time, devotionals.
但是呢，他鼓励啊，教会啊，还有信徒应该重视短宣，参与短宣。
So he encouraged, all the churches and Christians to, put emphasis on short-term missionary trips.
但是呢，不要。为了旅游去短宣。
But don't go because you want to travel.
通常你如果去短宣两个礼拜，当地的人也会找一点时间，半天一天带你到附近走一走。
If you,
多半会做到的。
If you do go on a missionary trip, for like 2 weeks, usually you would have like half a day or one day, that the local would take you, for sightseeing around.
但是不是你去一个地方旅游了一个礼拜、两个礼拜，然后找到一个教会，分享了一篇信息，一个钟头，算是短宣。
But it's not like you go for sightseeing for 2 weeks and then you find an afternoon to preach in a local church. That's not called short, missionary trip.
然后我们也要相信主耶稣的看顾是胜过我们自己的能力。
We should also believe that God's protection, is greater than our own abilities.
我们有很多事情会搞错。
We will make many mistakes.
我一开始跟各位分享了啊，我自的错误的判断，对于气候的错误判断。
I shared with you guys at the very beginning that I have misjudgment on the weather.
我们的预备呢，再周密也会百密一疏啊。
All our own preparations will have some holes.
Yeah, 所以呢，只有啊，依靠神啊，依靠耶稣。
Only by relying on Jesus.
我们才能够。像耶稣所说的，啊，不论将来这个大灾难是一个什么样的状态，是不是就是按照现在的发展， 但是我们可以确定一件事情。
Can we be sure about one thing, no matter how great the disaster would be?
Yeah. 伊斯兰对付基督教的这样子的一个状态只会越演越烈。
The attack and erosion from Muslim is only going to be greater and stronger.
所以我们一定要警醒预备。
That means we need to keep watch and be ready.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们要向你献上感谢，给我们一个清楚的一个应许。
Lord Jesus, we are giving thanks to you because you have made a clear promise to us.
我们知道你会再来。
We know that you will return.
而且是要来拯救我们脱离一个大灾难。
And you will be saving us from a great disaster.
不论那个是什么样一个灾难。
No matter what the catastrophe would be.
我们求主求圣灵带领我们。
We pray that you lead us.
能够有预备有警醒。
So we can keep watching and be ready.
到时候能够迎接主的再来。
And we will be welcoming of your return.
也看到那永恒的福分的开始。
And we will see the beginning of the eternal blessing.
祷告不配，奉靠耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.